Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we will be covering Avengers Damage Control, the VR experience, right after this ad that we have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll, and with me today is my guest, Karen Huffstutler. How you doing, Karen?
What up? I'm good. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing really, really well.
We had a good road trip.
Yeah, we did. So today, I and my friend Karen here took the day. It's Veterans Day. It's Monday. We had the day off. And so we took a ride all the way to Atlanta just for you guys, just so that we could cover Avengers Damage Control.
Yes, we did. And it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was, the whole road trip was fun. Wonderful time.
Right, right. But, rocking out to some jams, you know?
Yeah, rocking out to some jams all the way there and back. But what was the most fun was Avengers Damage Control.
Heck yes.
So, in a spoiler-free manner, what did you think of Avengers Damage Control?
I thought it was good. It was very immersive.
It was very immersive.
It was very cool seeing our fingers move through the VR headset.
It was a lot more immersive than I expected.
Yes, definitely.
When they first of all, they said it was a four-player thing.
Right.
I assumed we'd all be in separate rooms so we wouldn't hurt each other.
Yeah.
I like a legit thought they wouldn't put us in the same room. And then they put us in the same room, and me and you were like across from each other looking at each other, and we reached out and just like touched hands.
Yeah.
We were like,
oh my God, that's
wow.
So cool.
our fingers are literally lining up. It's so weird.
It's weird.
It's super immersive, and the tracking on the VR is pretty good.
It is pretty good. There's just one part that didn't track, but it makes sense that it didn't track. So it didn't really matter.
What impressed me most about the immersiveness of it is I kind of just expected like the VR that I have here. I have a PSVR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I stand in one place.
Right.
And it tracks me leaning back and forth.
Yeah.
But if I walk too far, it's like, oh no, you've left. Anywhere in the Avengers game that you are supposed to go,
mm-hmm.
you can walk.
Yes.
Like, and if you can't walk there, there are banisters
or walls.
Or the craziest thing is just like a cliff or something you could fall off of.
Yes.
There was one part we had to walk across a little like beam.
Yeah.
And you're actually walking. You're not on any kind of treadmill. You're walking. And that's what blew me away. And
like,
that part of the experience. So if you haven't done a Void VR experience, this is definitely not a branded podcast. We have no relationship with the Void.
Not spons.
Not spons. I haven't heard that one. That's good. But it is, it's cool. And the walking around just completely shocked me because they start you out in this tiny room.
Yeah. And you think you're going to stay in that room the whole time.
Yeah. I was like, I'm definitely going to hit Karen.
Right.
That's what I thought immediately.
I know. Because I thought we were going to like walk into each other or I don't know.
Yeah. And we have these big backpacks and big headsets on.
Yeah.
And
a little heavy.
Yeah. They were heavy and they were hard plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought we were going to hurt each other.
Yeah. I did too.
And then as soon as it starts, a door in the VR experience opens and it's like, walk through the door. And you're like, I can't do that. There's a wall there.
We just saw it without the headset, like overhead. The wall is there.
Yeah, but it was gone.
Yeah,
apparently all this stuff opens. And then I don't know what the shape of that room is, but it made I guess the game is designed around the space so that everywhere you go in the space, it's so cool. It's really, really cool. So far we've really only talked about the Void itself.
Right, right.
Which is awesome. And that's really,
It was.
It's worth the $40 to give it a shot.
It really is.
It felt to me the quality of the like storytelling and acting and everything felt like a Disney ride.
Yes, definitely. It was not movie worthy.
No, not to spoil yet. And then we won't spoil too much right up top, but Shuri is your sort of guide through the game.
It says that on the website. It's
okay. Cool.
Yeah, it says it on the website.
So should have read the website. That would be good. But I'm a bad podcaster. But Shuri is your Shuri's your guide through the world, and it's the actress who plays Shuri. I don't know her name, but she's great. Really, really great. But she is sort of doing like a, I don't know, it feels like a Saturday morning cartoon version of Shuri.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
And all of the actors that, but once you get in game, well, for one thing, she's doing a briefing that she's doing to camera.
Yes.
It just feels cheesy.
Right.
It feels like a Disney World ride.
It really does.
And I don't even necessarily mean that in a bad way. It kind of made me feel like I was in Disney World, which is amazing to do it in Atlanta and not have to go somewhere far away. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, for us, not far away.
Yeah. They have these Voids all over the country, too.
Yeah, it's not just in Atlanta.
Although, one of the reasons Jeff isn't doing this with me is Atlanta is also the closest place for him, and he lives in Tampa, Florida, so he could not come. There's a Void in Tampa, in Orlando, so he could have gone the 2 hours, but they didn't have this particular experience. They had other experiences.
Oh. I guess they had the, what was it? Is it
Star Wars?
Star Wars is coming up, I think.
The Star Wars is going on today.
Oh, okay.
We could have done that one, or we could have done Star Wars or Avengers. And they had Jumanji was coming
Jumanji was coming up, which, yeah. I mean, kind of sounds okay. Yeah. All the animals, maybe you could get eaten by a snake or whatever it is in the new preview.
Oh, for Jumanji 2?
Yeah, sorry. Spoilers.
I don't see as many previews as you do.
I know. And Shuri's name is Letitia Wright.
That's right.
I did not look that up. JK, I did.
So. No, you didn't. No, you were staring at your phone for absolutely no reason.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love her, though. She's my favorite Disney princess, okay?
Yeah, same here.
I'll fight you.
By far my favorite Disney princess. Is Gamora a Disney princess?
She is.
I mean...
It's sad that I know this. God.
Why is she? Is he a king? Is Thanos a king? I guess, was she a princess on her homeworld? I don't know.
I don't know.
Why is she a Disney princess? Anyway.
I don't know. I'm not looking that up.
Yeah, don't worry about it. That's information I should have as a Marvel podcaster, and I do not. So what did you think of the overall experience?
Overall experience. Pretty good. Actually, it was really good. It was a little quick. The explanations of everything was very quick.
Oh, you mean like the controls?
Right.
Yeah, I did feel a little lost at times.
Yeah, she was just like going through everything really fast. I was like, yes, okay, sure, got it.
Yeah.
Let's hope I don't die in this.
Yeah, I didn't know for sure. I figured it wouldn't be a thing where if you died, it would cut you off.
Yeah, no.
But it did not. But So, overall, it was really cool. And I think all of the voice actors are the actual voice actors from the movies.
I think so.
I know that Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly, and... Benedict Cumberbatch on the website, and we know Shuri. But the others aren't listed on IMDb anywhere or anything.
Yeah, so. I mean, it sounded like Tom Holland. If definitely it's not Tom Holland, that boy needs to make some money being a Tom Holland impressionist or something.
Well, he is, apparently.
Yeah, right.
The only person who didn't sound like themselves is a spoiler, which we'll get into in a second when we tell you the plot. We're going to go through the plot and tell you, because it is, supposedly, it's in Avengers universe, so...
Oh, it is, really?
I mean, that's what they say. That's their sales tactic to get you to go see it.
Okay, sure.
So...
I guess.
Yeah, that's why we're covering it. That's why we're here.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun. So if you can't go see it, we're about to talk about the plot and what happens in it. And there actually are a few things in it that, if they're real for the MCU, they're kind of a big deal for going forward, which I found fascinating.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in a minute once we get into spoilers. But the biggest thing was I thought the voice acting was wonderful.
It was.
Everything within the game felt like... I was in an Avengers movie.
Right.
Like
yes.
The way the music swelled. There's certain moments that kind of mirrored moments in in the movie. And one in particular that like kind of made my heart rise, mm-hmm. filled me with a lot of affection for the Avengers.
Yep.
All the characters really were like themselves. Stephen Strange comes on screens quipping and he's funny.
Yeah, you got Ant-Man, you know.
Yeah.
Being his
Ant-Man's
goofball
great.
Self.
And when each of the heroes enters the battle... And a lot of the different Avengers enter the battle. They all feel... It feels like you're watching a scene that was directed by the Russo brothers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they maintained their character very well.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to say about this experience before we get into spoilers?
Everyone dies in the end. Oops. Oh. No, not really.
Goodness. Why'd you spoil it?
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
No.
Cool. Well, I'm going to tell the plot now. So if you don't want to know the plot...
Exit here.
And we do recommend. I recommend, right? Do you recommend?
Oh, yes.
Cool. If it's within reason for you to go see it, go see it. It is $40 bucks, which is expensive, for a 20-minute experience.
And they said this is the last week for this one.
For the Atlanta location.
Yes.
So I think maybe what happens is they move the locations.
Oh, to different locations.
They kind of tour
okay.
different locations. And it has been up for about a month.
Right.
So if you're hearing this, it might be the last week. Check out your local Void. The Void is what it's called, the business that's doing this. So check out your local version of that. And if it's there, I'd recommend it. But it is $40, and it is only in select locations. So if you're not like us, crazy enough to drive 2.5 hours.
We're just, you know, losers like that.
Yeah. With nothing better to do on Veterans Day than to drive 2.5 hours to see the Avengers because we love them so much.
So much.
It wasn't even like, I'm bored, I have nothing to do. It was like, I'm excited. We get to drive 2.5 hours to do a 20-minute game.
Yes. And we're the kind of people who like road trips.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. All right. Well, I think we can move on to spoiler territory. You feeling good about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here is what happens in damage control. I'm going to read kind of my notes that I wrote down earlier. If I make a mistake or you just want to throw something in, jump on in.
Gotcha, gotcha.
You got it, you got it. So first you go into a briefing room where Shuri comes on screen. And this is the part that I found most interesting. She comes on screen and she is, she says, first off, that the suits we're using are Stark technology that she has adapted with her own tech.
Mm-hmm, with vibranium.
And, yes, with vibranium. She talks about how she has made them stronger, more powerful, and of course, more stylish.
Oh, yes, of course. So it's always got to be more stylish.
Yeah, sure. She's definitely more stylish than Tony.
Oh, yeah.
So the suits are kind of a blend between Stark tech and Shuri tech.
Yeah.
They look Wakanda a lot like. Yeah, tech. They look like Wakandan tech. They have the suit, she explains, absorb energy.
Yeah.
And then once they absorb energy, you can blast it back out.
Yeah.
But using blasters instead of melee attacks like in Black Panther.
Black Panther, yeah.
Yeah, which was fun. But what I really found interesting is once you get into the training area, it appears you're in Stark Tower.
So yeah.
I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means that in the world of the Avengers, Shuri has now taken the mantle of Tony Stark in his building. I don't think that's the case.
But, I mean, it did seem like we were there. It did not seem like we were in Wakanda.
No, we were not in Wakanda. It was definitely New York outside
the window. It was, yeah.
So we're inside of, like, you're inside of Stark Tower or Avengers Tower at the top.
Avengers Tower, yeah.
And you're looking out over the city and you're getting ready. And then, or while she's describing what's going to happen, little glitches start happening.
Yeah, starts glitching. The AI is just like, sorry.
The AI that she's talking to and that says that there's a hacker trying to break into the signal. And I really like this line. Yeah. Shuri says, hacking our system. Cute.
Cute.
Like, oh, that hacker can't get in here.
Right. Cute. And then she just continues to talk like nothing's happening because she is so sure of herself.
So sure. Which,
yes, ma'am.
It's a real Tony Stark move right there.
Well,
that kind of overconfidence.
I think it's a Shuri move.
Yeah. I know.
But, she's always confident, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So she's describing what's going on. There's a hack. And then she says that there's some sort of hack and some sort of attack happening. And that even though, and this is the only part in the entire experience that seemed completely non-realistic to the Avengers universe. They said there was like a 6% chance of survival.
Oh, yeah.
If we went and helped the Avengers.
Yeah.
But they sent us anyway. They're like, she's like, I have confidence in you. And it's like, no, that's the only part of the experience that I was like, okay, that's the most we're in a Disney World experience.
Yeah, to hype up the drama of it all.
Yeah, and to be humorous instead of like making it in any way sort of like a serious thing that Shuri would ever do.
Yeah.
You know. So, okay. So that's how you get into it, and she teaches you to shoot your gun, and basically there's two ways to fire your gun. You hold out one arm and you fire single shots. You hold out both hands and you fire slower but stronger blasts.
Stronger shot, yeah, that you need more energy to use.
Well, you can use it with no energy, but then there's a third kind of attack where if you block with your shield long enough, you can build up energy like in the Black Panther suit.
Right.
And once your energy reaches a certain point, you can both fists and it actually shoots at multiple enemies. And that's the sonic blast, she said.
I was apparently not paying attention to that part.
Whoops. So you can, you did it a couple times. I saw you do it a couple times. So maybe you just mistakenly did it. But your shield absorbs the power. And then once it's absorbed, you can double fist at the same time.
Yeah.
And or double hand and it blasts
a big one.
Blasts like, it targets like five or six of them and sends out a bunch of like little bitty missiles that hit all the guys.
Okay.
So that was definitely
just so much going on at once. I was like,
for sure.
I'm doing something right and I'm absorbing the energy. That's all that matters. And I'm hitting people.
Yeah. I really do wish they would get a little more training with it.
Yeah. It was quick training. Like you had time to hit like two or three targets when you were training with the one hand. And then they explained the two hand thing and you had time to hit one or two targets with that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it kind of starts a little bit.
And that's the idea is you're in a training session and then the attack happens.
Yeah, the attack happens during the middle of the training session.
Big spoiler. And I guess you can kind of tell as soon as they start attacking, these look like bots of some sort.
Yeah.
They look sort of familiar.
Hmm.
And then once you get further into the game, you find out they're all Ultron bots.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Ultron's back. And,
what?
That's the voice that we were talking about. That is definitely not James Spader.
Oh, no, that is not James Spader.
It's good. It's a good Ultron.
It is, but it's not James Spader.
No, it's not.
Which,
it's not.
Okay.
So after you get your training, you get overwhelmed by Ultron bots that come in.
His minions.
Yeah, and suddenly you're in the Sanctum Sanctorum. And I was like, did we just lose? Like, this just started.
Right.
I was like, did we just lose? But no, you didn't just lose. Doctor Strange is standing in the Sanctum Sanctorum with you, mm-hmm. and he's like, I guess, pulled you out with a sling portal.
Yeah, and like, you have to go through this hallway. It's actually really cool, because
it's so cool.
The hallway, you have a banister to hold on to that you can see.
Yeah, in VR, it looks like an old-timey banister.
Yeah.
And the banister that you're touching has all the same, like, it has all the same knobs and features, yes. of the banister in the game.
Yeah.
But the banister is definitely not actually the same banister, clearly, but like, oh, yeah. it's so cool. It's yeah. so cool.
Yeah, and you're like walking through this hall in the Sanctum Sanctorum, and you find, and you're being guided by the cloak.
Yes, which, I mean, that's right.
Props to cloak.
You know. They say follow the cloak down the stairs, and then you go down a spiral of stairs. And yeah. I was just like, "How are we doing this in this facility? I don't know what's happening." It was real cool. It was yeah. real cool. And this, he said, I liked his first line when he shows up is, "Let's get this out of the way." Yes, I'm a performer of the mystical arts. No. I will not perform at your birthday. So that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. Anyway, he opens a sling ring portal to walk you through to the battle, and you enter a battle at an airport. Yeah. And there's a helicarrier above you, and immediately steps forward Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
And they talk to you and kind of like, hey, you're the new recruits, hey? And they bring you into the battle, and you start fighting with them. And then a big vehicle is thrown at you.
Yeah.
And then right before it hits you, you're like, it looks so real. You feel like you're going to get hit.
It does, yeah.
And then it stops. And who's caught it? But Spider-Man. Spider-Man is there. And he's like, hey, guys, cool suits.
Yeah.
And it's Tom Holland.
It's very Tom Holland.
If it's not Tom Holland, it's a very good Tom Holland sound alike.
Very cute.
And then this was probably my favorite part because it was most surprising to me. Right before the vehicle crushes you. Like, Spider-Man's like, I don't know, he can't hold it, or
yeah.
it's teetering. You shrink.
Yep.
So Ant-Man and the Wasp somehow use their powers to shrink you. And that was just super fun. You
And there's like popcorn around you.
Yep.
And you see Spider-Man at one point. He's huge.
Yeah, you're looking up at Spider-Man holding onto this big, massive vehicle.
Yeah.
It's just real fun. Like, yeah. Suddenly, I felt like I was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And I just really loved that.
And it was a good, like, Ant-Man and Wasp had this little thing where Ant-Man said, this is your favorite Avenger, or I'm your favorite, best Avenger.
Don't be nervous around your favorite Avenger, kid.
Yeah.
And then Wasp says, yeah, Spider-Man's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Ant-Man's like, I was talking about me. And he says, isn't that kid an intern?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's real good. Those are some nice little jokes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good humor.
He mentions that he's the best Avenger.
Yes. He keeps reiterating that he thinks he's the best Avenger.
Which is, you know, very him.
Yeah. It was fun. It was funny. It was fun, and like, you could tell he didn't really believe it.
Right.
It was sort of just self-aggrandizing in front of the new people.
Yeah.
Thinking it's, yeah, it's, it was
like,
fun.
Like, don't be nervous.
I just like Paul Rudd. He's real good.
Oh, yeah. If you don't like Paul Rudd.
Then you get a little bit of a different experience. They lead you into like a flying shuttle.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't tell if we did all this right.
I don't think so.
I don't know if we did all this right. There's like a panel you're supposed to go over to, and I went over to it, and I couldn't tell what the panel said or what it was supposed
right.
to do.
Right, you had a panel.
You had
mine. It had a panel eventually.
Oh, okay.
But not while yours was lit up, too.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know how the panels worked. I legit don't know. Anyway, so somehow, even though we never figured out the panels, the flying craft begins to fly, and now you're in a... Like,
I think it's
an
escape pod. It's an escape pod because it said escape pod on the side. Yeah.
They call it a shuttle in the dialogue.
Yeah, it's a shuttle.
So they go in this little shuttle, and then eventually you are given steering control.
Yes.
So you're flying the shuttle. It is very cool.
It is very cool. And at one point, like, you separate from each other.
Yes.
So you're in two different pods.
Yeah,
or shuttles,
you're
whatever.
Flying around in your own little aircraft. It's real neat.
Autopilot takes control at first, and then you get in the air. And you take control, and you're flying.
Yeah.
But they didn't explain that you're supposed to still be blocking and absorbing, you know,
the
energy and hitting people with the stuff from your suit. There's no, like, weapon system on the shuttle.
Yeah, there's not. So you're supposed to be continuing to fire as you steer, and it didn't explain that. I thought we had a windshield, but apparently we didn't because the bots start like climbing through, and you're supposed to blast them and stuff. It was a little There were a few moments where I was like, I wish they'd explained that before it happened. Yeah. I wish some dialogue had let me know I was supposed to do that.
Right.
Because at the end, you get a score, and I wanted to have a good score.
I know.
I mean, I had a good score. It was great.
Me too.
We had great scores.
We did.
There's no proof.
No.
You have no proof that we didn't. So then you land on a helicarrier, I believe.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's a helicarrier that apparently has been taken over by someone.
Yeah.
At this point, you don't know.
No.
And you land in the little shuttle bay, and then you take an elevator, which was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
When you walk off your little shuttlecraft, and you get in an elevator, and it takes you up. It just felt... It felt scary, kind of.
Yeah, like you could feel going up.
But you weren't. You were sitting. You were sitting still, but because of
the visuals.
The visual made you feel like you're going up, so it was neat.
Tricky brain stuff.
Tricky brain stuff. Tricky brain stuff. Tricky brain stuff. Tricky brain stuff. Then you're on a little elevator. You go up, 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 up. And then as you're going up, you see a sort of like cocoon-looking thing. It actually was reminiscent of Adam Warlock's cocoon.
Yes.
In Guardians 3, in Guardians 2.
Yeah.
And so that was real neat.
Yeah.
And so you get to the top, and you step out, and you're on the like deck of the helicarrier.
Right.
And that, and then this is like the stage for the final battle.
Right, but this is where, if you look down... Like, you can see, if you take one step too many, you fall off.
Yeah, it looks like you'll fall off forward. And there were that's not the only place, though. Even, I think it was, like, in the sanctum, there was one little bridge you walked across where there was no rails.
Right,
and it was like, and it's pretty narrow.
Yeah.
And I realized in the real world, we were probably just walking across a floor.
Yeah,
but it felt so scary.
Yeah, you had to, like, make sure your feet were on the little pathway.
You felt like you had to.
Yeah.
And that's what was so much fun. Yeah, it's real, real fun. The height stuff was all really cool.
Yeah, and I have a fear of heights. So at one point, I was like, oh, God.
I was on a cliff yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
I was at a, what's it called, King's Chair.
Okay.
It's a hiking area here.
It's a hiking destination.
We hiked up to King's Chair yesterday, and I don't really get scared when I'm close to the edge.
Right.
I get so freaked out when other people are close to the edge.
Yeah.
I'm so sure they're going to fall.
Yeah.
It scares me. And we got up there, and there was a man sitting there by himself, on the king's chair, which is, with his feet dangling over a cliff.
Mm-mm.
And then his kids were playing like on the edge of another cliff. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Someone's going to die and I don't want to see it. And I'm scared for them.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It wasn't cool. It wasn't cool at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to damage control. We get to the top of the elevator. We're on the bridge of the helicarrier. Not the bridge, the deck of the helicarrier. And this is like sort of where everything sort of really begins, and you get all the characters you've seen up till now are there.
Yes.
And then
Wasp, Ant-Man, Spider-Man.
Wasp, Ant-Man, Spider-Man, and a giant Ultron appears.
Yep.
Like a...
There's the son of a gun there.
Yeah, big ol' Ultron. It's great. It's real fun, and you're just... Classic video game stuff. You're hitting him at certain power spots or whatever.
Yeah.
They're, like, bringing him down.
Shows you where the power spots are.
Yeah, and you target them, and you're bringing him down. But you start to get overwhelmed, and the music swells, and it's real tense, and right as you're about to, like, you just can't take it, he's going to defeat you. That Avengers music rises, and the sling portals start appearing,
just like in Endgame.
Yes, and then you get walking through Hawkeye, Black Panther, Okoye.
Yep.
I can't remember if Ant-Man and the Wasp were already there at that point. I think they were. Ant-Man and the Wasp are there. Doctor Strange comes through. Mm-hmm. War Machine, who was helping out in the city, he flies up.
And he talks to us in the suits at some point.
Yeah.
He's talking
to us at some point. So we start to get all these different characters, and it just felt so much like that Endgame moment that it was really...
But they weren't done.
So then you fight alongside those guys a little while.
Yeah.
And then again, it sort of is like you start to lose.
Yeah, like Ultron kind of comes back to life, kind of.
Yeah,
he's not coming back to life, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
He
stands back up. He's winning. He's winning against that group.
He puts his hand out like he's about to kill you.
Yes, and then at that moment, Hulk jumps forward and just grabs his hand and starts smashing. And it just feels very much like a Hulk moment.
Yes.
The music, everything just feels like Hulk.
Oh, so good. You get one of the little minions like thrown at you, basically, and he catches them right before it hits you. It was very cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool. And then, so Hulk gets his like hero moment.
Yeah.
And then as everything's coming together, you know, like you're, it seems like you might win, but then he kind of like still has the better of you.
Yeah.
Then you get a big lightning strike, and Thor has landed.
The Thor, guys.
The Thor lands just a couple feet from you, and it and his landing with the lightning charges your suit.
Yes, it's like maximum energy.
It says maximum energy achieved or something, and you start blasting stronger.
And it's like lightning almost coming out.
Yes, lightning coming out of your hands, so you're kind of getting that great Thor moment. Yes. And just Thor being there is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. And then...
And he controls everything.
Yes.
And then at that moment, you just see Ant-Man just gets... Or not Ant-Man... Oh, wait, no, we missed one moment.
Yeah, it starts to get like a bright light coming out of the sky.
Well, no, we missed one moment before that.
Wait, what?
Ant-Man gets huge and fights.
Oh, yeah, he starts fighting Ultron.
Yes, Ant-Man fights Ultron in his giant man form.
Right.
Which was, I should have expected it. I fully should have expected it, but I didn't. And when it happened, I was like, yes!
Yeah.
It's a really good geek out. There's so many nice like nods to the movies and little geek out moments. But then right as, you know, Ultron is pretty handled, but still not defeated.
Yeah.
You see, like you said, a
bright light comes from the sky.
A bright light comes from the sky and just cuts straight through him.
Straight through him. And it's the one, the only, Captain Marvel.
That's right. Who you were dressed as from the beginning of the day.
I mean, I got the merch on, but...
Yeah, you got that little cosplay merch thing happening.
Yeah. I'm not going to go as far as cosplay.
Right. But you were that, like, dressed down Captain Marvel.
Right.
I dug it.
It was my cash. My cash.
A little Carol Danvers action happening.
There we go, yeah. It was more Carol Danvers than...
What's the attire for this wedding? It's a Carol Danvers casual.
Yeah.
Everyone in flight jackets and hats.
Let me write that down for my wedding.
Everyone coming Carol Danvers casual. Oh man. That's the big last battle moment.
Mm-hmm. And she's then Ant-Man says, "Oh no, never mind. She's the best Avenger."
Yeah, which
it was kind of forced.
It was kind of forced
to try to make people like her, because I know it's a sore subject for some people.
It's a sore subject. I understand why some don't. I like Captain Marvel. She's not my favorite.
Right.
But they're definitely trying to make her our favorite in some ways. They're trying, you know, it's just,
it's forced. It's just, let's just it's put it out forced. There. It's forced.
It's a little forced. I hear you. But that line is the payoff to the joke from earlier about who's the greatest Avenger or whatever. And then he says, "Never mind. That's the best Avenger."
Yeah.
And then they all say, "Bye, kid." And they all disappear and take off in their different sling rings or fly away or whatever they're going to do.
And then,
oh, yeah, and then there's, like, it's time for cleanup, guys. And I guess you're the cleanup crew as damage control. You're supposed to clean up all the mess.
Right.
And then probably one of my favorite parts of the thing, a sling ring appears, and we get one last Avenger coming through.
No big deal.
And he's holding a broom, and it's Meek.
Meek
comes through. And he's like, "Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Just gonna help clean up a little bit."
And he's like, there's one like dead little minion thing in front of him, and he thinks it's still alive, and he's like, oh, it's dead.
Yeah, he starts kicking a little Ultron head or something on the ground.
Yeah.
It's real funny. Oh, I did another joke I really liked, because it was just it was perfect.
Yeah.
When we first see Ultron in his big form, Spider-Man is swinging around him and says, "Oh, I've seen this guy on YouTube."
I've
seen this guy on YouTube. He's like the Terminator.
Right.
Which is perfect. He always makes the movie references.
Yes, he does.
They didn't force it with the whole, it's like from an old movie called Terminator.
Right, yeah. They don't treat you like you're an idiot.
No.
Yeah.
I love that line from Civil War, though.
And one thing, like, I feel like we kind of skimmed over, when you're talking to Doctor Strange in the Sanctum Sanctorum, is it the Reality Stone that he's talking about?
Oh, yeah. He gives an entire... he basically gives the history of the Mind Stone.
Yeah, okay, so the Mind Stone.
Because the Mind Stone was inside of the scepter that came down, and then when it was separated, it was turned into... it was used to create Ultron. The AI inside of the Mind Stone was used to create Ultron in Age of Ultron.
Okay. I guess I thought it was the Reality Stone because it was like a red bulb. Like it was red. I don't know.
It was yellow. The stone was yellow, but Ultron is red.
Right.
And then the bulb on the scepter is blue. So that was always the weird thing. The bulb on the scepter is blue, so you would assume it would be a different... Yeah, it's a lot of different colors. And they have a whole description. Doctor Strange is trying to give you the rundown of what's going on.
Yeah.
And he gives you the rundown of who Ultron is by telling you about the scepter and the stone. And it was just neat to see.
Yeah, and they're like... excuse for him having to tell you is that, well, maybe you, when the snap happened, maybe you were snapped away.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of what the excuse is. Well, like, if you don't know.
In case you haven't heard, like you were one. Oh, I love that line. He's like, in case you haven't heard, like you were one of those people who disappeared for 5 years or whatever.
Right.
That's great.
So, thanks, dude.
I love it. I love the like deep continuity that's going on.
And honestly,
I
probably would be a person that snaps away. I'm that lucky.
I'm bad luck. I got that bad luck.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot. It was a lot of fun, guys. Yeah. So that's the real spoiler-filled description.
Yeah.
Of this thing.
And at the end, you get like a, I don't know, I'm going to call it a report card. It's not a report card, but.
You do. You get a score. We both got A's.
Yeah, we both got A's. We both had some pretty good accuracy, absorbed a lot of power or energy, whatever. But the only thing is that that's the only time you could see your scores. You know, when you do laser tag or something,
right?
You can see your scores at the end after you're out of the entire experience, like, yeah, like on the screen, print, or they print it out.
Yeah. It would be
they
nice.
Didn't do that there, and that's the only thing, really.
It would have been nice to get some sort of souvenir too, like even just like a little, like they had those little cards on the table. I thought they were going to give us one. They did not.
Right.
Maybe they just being lazy, or we could have asked.
Maybe,
or something.
Yeah, maybe they just expect people to take them.
Yeah, there were little like Avengers damage control cards, but they didn't say they
didn't
were
have
for
anything.
Free.
Yeah, and they didn't really.
Most of these kinds of experiences. A lot of times, even, like, they'll just give you a sticker or something.
Right.
Because you paid $40. It's nice to have a little something to be like, I did the thing.
Right.
And a lot of times it'll give you, like, a sticker based on how you did it. Like, escape rooms, they always give you an I escaped sticker.
Oh, okay,
or,
got
like,
it.
Maybe better try next time or something like that.
Yeah.
This reminded me a lot of an escape room.
Sure, I've never done one, so.
I know you haven't.
I know.
It's
sad. Bad that I've never done one.
You need to do one.
I know.
They're super fun.
I know.
Well, that's pretty much it. I think we've covered the plot and all the little details that we can remember. But overall, it's just a really cool experience that feels very much in-universe.
Yeah.
That's the top line for me, is that it really does feel in-universe.
Yes, it does.
With a few little Disney ride feeling exceptions.
Yeah. And, I mean, the movies have become a little more Disney, which is expected. Well,
yeah.
I mean...
Sure, but I don't feel like you can Disney ride quality.
Right. No.
This is a Disney. I mean, this is a
like
Disney production.
I don't know
how involved Disney is in the making of this, but definitely feels like Disney is taking their products or their properties and making VR versions and putting little pop up. They're not even pop. They're nice. These are nice facilities.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The VR gear is great.
Yeah.
It's the best VR I've ever done. For
sure. Yeah. Me too.
When you're tracking, at one point you have to do firing or whatever. Show you your hand. You can see your hands in view, of course. Yeah. In Iron Man suit, it's you every finger.
Every little just.
Yeah, you're like
minor movements.
Yeah, it feels like we're
every
fairies,
yeah, it's, see it. I see, obviously. I want to be the person that just has me and I'm like, ooh.
I feel like everyone in these VR helmets is hot.
Oh yeah,
you're like you're,
sure
you're doing that.
Like,
you're staring at your fingers, going, ooh,
"Have you ever
wow.
noticed my
and you're,
fingers?"
You're like you're on a flat surface, thinking you're gonna fall. You're like, "Oh no!"
Yeah,
you're walking.
Yeah.
You think you're on a big. Someone was telling me about one of these VR experiences where it was at the top of a crazy tall building,
mm-hmm.
and then once you got up there, the experience was of walking out on the ledge of the building.
Oh, no.
So you feel you're actually that high on that building, and the VR experience is of
walking
out,
like out.
And so you feel like you could almost feel like you're being tricked or something to walk out on the ledge.
No, thank you, sir.
I would want it. I would,
I would too, honestly, because it's like a safe danger kind of thing.
Yeah. I like safe danger.
Yeah.
That's my nickname. That's my middle name. Safe
danger.
Okay, I think that's about it, right?
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to talk about the damage control? Or just anything, any grievances you want to, you know, dispel or whatever on a podcast?
I don't know, man. I got a lot. What could I say?
It's your first time on the podcast, right?
I know, it's my first time on any podcast.
What? That's crazy. I thought everyone had one. I thought they, like, government issued them.
I know,
now.
Right? Kind of like YouTube. Everyone's got a YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's YouTube famous. I
mean, yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Everyone's YouTube famous. That's
right?
True. That's definitely true. anywhere people should follow you? Do you have anything you want people to follow you on?
No, I mean, I've got a public Instagram.
There you go.
It's Insomniatic Prattle.
There you go.
Yeah.
Follow Karen if you want to.
Yeah. I'm also on Twitch.
What?
Yeah.
Do you stream stuff?
I haven't in a long time.
I'm trying to get started.
Yeah. I just watch people now.
I'm really trying to get started.
Cheer them on, subscribe, you know.
But I'm bad about it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to schedule like a weekly stream.
Yeah.
So I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And just try to build some sort of following. Because I've got friends who like now make their living as Twitch streamers.
Yep. I've got a friend that does that too.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
Yeah. And like, I've got friends who do that a lot and with no, like, that's not, they're just doing it as like video game streamers or whatever.
Right.
Like,
but they're just making money.
I'm a musician. Like, I watch all the musicians on there and a lot of them are up there like with tons of people following.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not even really like, they're not they don't know their instrument or they're not singing well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is just a thing people do and they build a following. I'm like,
yeah, And but if I'm so, very like, and you know, music. They've got it to where there's ASMR on there now. They've got artists on there now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, make their money.
Well, follow me on Twitch, twitch.com/MatthewCarrollMusic. All right, guys, that's it for us. We're the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at MCUcast.com, at MCUcast on Twitter, Facebook.com/MCUcast, MCUcast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU if you want to leave a voicemail for us to play on a future feedback episode. If you want to support the podcast to help us afford to do more VR experiences that we can tell you about, go to Patreon.com/MCUcast. Yeah, we love you. Have a good day.
Love you.
Until next time, true believers.